We're here at the Brighton Comedy Fringe launch, and Fringe Review has been chasing this woman, and we finally caught up with her. Matilda Gregory, werewolf erotica she wrote. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, it's exactly what the title says. It's a show about how I wrote some werewolf erotica and the various things that happened as a result of doing that.
So is this a show that's actually a kind of scripted monologue, or are you improvising a bit? What form does it take?
No, it's a scripted show. It's sort of a cross between stand-up and storytelling, really.
Okay, and what do you prefer?
I like both. I mean, it's a very interesting story. You know, I win an award. There's actually a court case at the end of the show over one of my books. So you can sort of view it as a true story. But there are also a lot of jokes in it.
So can I follow you around with kind of hidden cameras to the writing of one of those stories? What would I see in the process of creating one?
What, the actual novels, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, I wrote these novels quite a long time ago. I wrote the last one in 2007. But you wouldn't see anything very interesting. You'd see me sitting at a computer and probably just complaining about my word count, mainly.
But where's it coming from?
Where's it coming from? I just make it up, Paul. What are you suggesting? I haven't really met any werewolves.
But have you met any erotica?
Have I met any erotica? I've met a lot of erotica authors. Yeah. And have I met any erotica? I would say no. My life's very boring.
So for the ones that don't know about this at all, werewolf erotica, how do those two words appear in the same phrase?
Well, you know, a lot of people like the idea of sexy werewolves. It's like everything you like about a normal man, but with the added bonus that occasionally he turns into a wolf. Who wouldn't like that?
And there's obviously, you know, there's a whole film tradition about that as well, isn't there? Is there a literature tradition that precedes all this?
Paranormal erotica is a huge genre. If you go into any bookshop, you'll find there's a section somewhere about sexy vampires, sexy werewolves. There's even books about sexy zombies.
And so what are the ingredients of a good story or a good novel in that genre?
Well, essentially, these books are romance novels, so they follow the same formula of romance novels. You'll have like a hero and a heroine. They'll meet in a kind of interesting, quirky way, and then they'll try and get together through various obstacles. And with paranormal erotica, quite often the obstacle is that one of them, usually a man, is actually a paranormal monster.
And is your rehearsal just trying this out on stage, or are you kind of, we're going to find you in a room in front of a mirror doing this before you go on?
Oh yeah, well it's an hour long show, so I do have to practice it a lot to be able to do it without notes. So yeah, I practice all the time.
And are you practicing alone though? Is there a director ever in the room?
I haven't been using a director for this show, but my next show that I'm making after this will be a more theatrical show using a director. So I'm going to move into that process soon. It's quite exciting.
And what made you choose to do this in a comedy festival like this?
I really like this comedy festival. I mean, it's got quite a broad selection of things. There's storytelling, there's spoken word, there's sketch comedy as well as stand-up. So I think my kind of work fits quite well into it.
And does this contrast in any way with your experience up in Edinburgh? Because I know you were up there this year.
The main difference between doing this Fringe Festival and Edinburgh is I only do the show once here. And in Edinburgh, I did it every night for 25 nights.
And what was that like doing it night after night? Was it changing much over the run?
A little bit, not a great deal. What's interesting about doing a show every night is how quickly that just becomes your daily routine. In normal performing, if you've got a show in the evening, you think about it all day. In Edinburgh, you can't do that because it's every day.
And you mentioned that you last wrote one of these in 2007. So was there a reason for it to stop? And have you written other things since then?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm a comedy writer. That's what I mainly do. But I wrote the werewolf novels. I mean, I talk about this in the show. I mean, I wrote these three books of werewolf erotica and they flopped. They didn't sell. So that's why I stopped writing them. It was not a success, which is part of the story of the show.
And what's that market like now? I mean, can you make a living in that kind of field?
I'm not sure if you can make a living. I mean, I think a few people do. There are obviously authors like Anne Rice or Laurel K. Hamilton who sell like hundreds of thousands of books, but I think that most people who write romance novels and erotica probably do that alongside other things.
Do you play to serious audiences as well with this kind of thing, or is it always comedy audience?
My show's a comedy show, so no, I haven't done it as a serious show. Although I do get people who come to see the show who are particularly into it. I've had people come to the show who've actually fans of the books, who've brought the books along, have asked me to sign the books. I've had writers' groups come to the show because they're interested in the actual writing process, which I do talk about a little bit in the show. So there's lots of different ways people experience the show.
And when you look back to, say, 2007 and before, how have you changed as a writer since then?
I think that you change as a writer all the time. I mean, that you get, the more you write, the better you get at writing. So I think I'm probably a better writer than I was in 2007. I don't know whether I'm particularly think that the werewolf erotica novels that I wrote that year are a particularly good example of my writing, particularly because I wrote all three of them in a year. So I don't think they're the best things I've ever written. But I think that with writing, with a lot of things, the more you do it, the better you get at it.
From the point of view of just the craft of doing that on stage, so where's the line between you departing script and improvising and getting back on script again?
I don't really improvise unless something happens, like, you know, obviously like a technical hitch or someone shouting something out or something like that. But I'm quite happy to do that if it happens. It doesn't really bother me as such. I think that if you know the material really well, it's easy to just like come out of it and go back in again.
Final question, what's your favourite kind of writing to read?
What's my favourite kind of writing to read? I read crime novels, that's what I like to read.
Can you name drop anybody? Because I like those too.
Crime novels, I like Sophie Hannah, I like Val McDermid, I like Mo Haider, I like all the gruesome crime writers, I really like them.
Matilda Gregory, thanks very much indeed.